From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. warns Russian airstrikes in Syria are counterproductive. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russian airstrikes in Syria Wednesday hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State targets. He told reporters Wednesday Russian intervention represents a logical contradiction.
One of the reasons why the Russian position is contradictory is that exactly the potential for them to strike, as they may well have, in places where, in fact, ISIL is not present. Others are present. And this is one of the reasons why the result of this kind of action will inevitably simply be to inflame the civil war in Syria.
Carter says the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes will continue to target the IS group despite Russia's request U.S. aircraft not use the same airspace. U.S.-led strikes were conducted Wednesday over Aleppo. U.S. defense officials say Russia bombed near the western city of Homs. The opposition Syria National Coalition said there were at least 36 casualties, all civilian. An alleged al-Qaeda-linked Islamist militant, Ahmed al-Faqi al-Mahdi, accused of destroying a heritage site in northern Mali, faced the International Criminal Court at The Hague for the first time Wednesday. Carrie-Anne Comer, the International Federation for Human Rights, told the tribunal Faqi may be guilty of other crimes.
An assortment of Malian human rights organizations have lodged a complaint within the Malian justice system against Mr. Faqi and 14 others, alleging serious sexual and gender-based crimes, in addition to atrocities such as cultural property destruction.
Faqi is accused of war crimes over the deliberate destruction of buildings at a UNESCO-listed site in Timbuktu. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly Wednesday Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace accords with Israel. He accused the Jewish state of refusing to release Palestinian prisoners and creating new settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini announced yet another international effort to restart the peace process.
Our envoys to the quartet have been working together very hard in this last month. They've been visiting together a certain number of regional key actors, in particular Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, to restart the engine of the peace process and focus on what is probably the most viable, maybe the only viable way today, which is focus on concrete steps on the ground and in particular on encouraging the parties to start implementing the already signed agreements.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu said the Abbas speech was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. Another explosion rocked China's southern Guangxi province Thursday, a day after more than a dozen blasts killed at least seven, wounded over 50. State media reports quote authorities as saying a 33-year-old man is suspected of carrying out the bombings, but officials have yet to confirm a motive. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to the world Wednesday to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage. He said the future does not belong to those who seek to build walls or exploit fears, and called on Europe to do more. But Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, who attended the meeting in New York, warned there are limits.
At the Hungarian borders, they are coming from Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and most recently from the sub-Saharan region. Let me make it absolutely clear, Europe will not be able to carry this burden on her own.
Some European countries who at first opened their borders to migrants have now sealed them or reimposed visa rules and other checks. Pakistan's military says its warplanes bombed suspected militant hideouts near the Afghan border Thursday morning, killing at least 25 terrorists. The strikes occurred in North Waziristan's Dahta Khalil region, considered a stronghold of militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and Haqqani network. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, addressing the UN General Assembly, repeated Pakistan's resolve to eliminate terrorists from its soil. Hurricane Joaquin has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm as it approaches the Bahama Islands. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said late Wednesday Joaquin's winds have increased to a sustained speed of about 185 kilometers per hour. The center says the storm may turn northwest after passing through the central and northwest Bahamas, head out for the mid-Atlantic states on the U.S. East Coast. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.